Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, October the 4th, 2021. First Monday in the month of October. October. 15 minutes past the hour, doing movie trivia here. The winner will receive a pass to the Columbus Zoo or to the Wilds. Boo at the Zoo going on at the zoo right now. Our Columbus Zoo tickets are good through the first of the year, and the Wilds tickets are good through the end of October. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's Harry Callahan.
Harry Callahan.
Go ahead and make my day, you know.
Oh, that was his name in the movie?
Yep.
Now, do you know the name of the movie?
No, I don't.
But it was Harry Callahan.
Yep.
Who was, now, Clint Eastwood was portraying that character?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, we're looking for the name of this movie. Now, the quote we have is, "Go ahead, make my day." Does anybody know what movie that is from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, make my day. Go ahead, make my day. What movie did that come from? 740-383-9944. Here's another one for you. Now, here's an oldie. Let's see. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. What movie was that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Mary Bickley in three times this morning, Mary White in once, and Ashley in once. Go ahead, caller.
The name of the movie was Sudden Impact.
Sudden Impact. That is exactly right. So, now, was it a Dirty Harry movie?
Yes, it was.
Right, but not named Dirty Harry.
No.
Sudden Impact. So was there a movie Dirty Harry after that?
Not sure.
Yeah.
I think they all had different names.
Yeah. So who are we putting in the competition this morning?
Pat Henry.
All right, Pat. How you doing?
Okay.
Good to hear. Glad to have you out there. Thanks, Pat.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Pat got it. Yes, the name of the movie is Sudden Impact, 1983. So I don't know if there was a Dirty Harry movie after that or not, but Dirty Harry was the character, but the movie was called Sudden Impact. Go ahead and make my day. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, Mr. DeMille. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hello? Is somebody Googling this? Now, see, I think we had a Google going on there. See, I can't talk this morning either. I think there was a Googling going on there. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. What movie was that? All right, here's another one. Now, this is one of those ones that everybody will know. May the Force be with you. What movie was that? May the Force be with you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we've got, all right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up, and may the Force be with you. I think it's whoever can get to their phone the quickest is probably going to get that one. May the Force be with you. All right, go ahead, caller.
Star Wars?
Star Wars, that's right, 1977. I would feel bad if people didn't know that one.
Well, I'm a Trekkie. I'm really not a Star Wars person.
Well, I've never seen Star Wars, but I certainly know where that quote comes from.
Yes, I do.
Yep, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Mary got it. May the Force be with you. That was Star Wars. Of course. Well, here's another one. A famous quote, but will people know the movie? Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Go ahead, caller.
Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Now, how did you figure that one out?
I called my dad.
I could hear somebody in the background on the phone there. I thought, now, what is going on?
That wasn't me. I just got through. But, yeah, I called my dad.
Oh, okay.
I figured if anybody would know it, he would.
Well, we got it. Absolutely. That's famous. You've never seen that movie.
I've never seen the movie, but I know that it's an older movie, and I figured my dad would know, so.
Yeah, 1950, Sunset Boulevard.
My dad's 84, so I figured he would know.
He got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Absolutely, Sunset Boulevard. Now we got Charlene in here. That was All Right, Mr. DeMille. I'm ready for my close-up. Sunset Boulevard, 1950. All right. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. You know, I hear a lot of people say this wrong, and I think they say it's going to be a bumpy ride. But the quote is, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. 740-383-9944. And here's another one. Now, a little more difficult. You talking to me? Famous quote. People use it all the time. People quote it in everyday conversation. But do we know what movie that comes from? So the two we have right now are both kind of difficult. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie did that come from? And the other one, you talking to me. You talking to me? With a question mark. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Movie trivia quotes. All right, go ahead, caller.
All About Eve.
All About Eve, absolutely. Now, do you remember who said that in All About Eve?
My dad said he thinks it was Betty Davis.
It was either Betty Davis or Joan Crawford, but it might have been Betty Davis.
I don't even know who Joan Crawford is.
She was one of those Betty Davis. She was a Betty Davis type of actress.
Okay, because I always remember the song Betty Davis Eyes, because Betty Davis Eyes always seem to bulge out.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, yes, that was All About Eve, 1950 as well. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. All About Eve. Okay. You talking to me with a question mark. What movie is that from? You talking to me? And we'll add another one here. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. Now that is highly quoted, but what movie is that from? I bet that's one of those ones as well that people probably don't remember the movie title, but they certainly know the quote. So we've got you talking to me with a question mark, and then the other one, what we've got here is a failure to communicate. What movie was that from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What we have is a failure to communicate is from Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke, 1967. What was that movie about? I've never seen that.
Paul Newman, I think, was a star, and he was in prison.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'll have to catch that movie.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I'll have to catch that. I've never seen the movie. Well, hey, thanks.
Yep.
Cool Hand Luke is exactly right. Pat Henry gets in. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. Cool Hand Luke. Okay, well, we've still got the other quote here that nobody has yet. You talking to me? That's the quote. Now, here's one. Well, this is a very famous movie. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. What movie is that from? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. So those are our two quotes here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. First quote was, "You talking to me?" And the second one is, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning." 740-383-9944. Mary Bickley's in four times today. Ashley in. Mary White in. Charlene in twice. Pat Henry in twice. Who else is going to get in? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour. And we've got the two quotes now on the table. "You talking to me?" What movie did that come from? And the other one, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning." I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Who's got the answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe two more difficult quotes here. And I know people have heard these quotes, but do they remember what movies they came from? Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And again, we have a pair of Columbus Zoo tickets or a pair of tickets to the Wilds. If you happen to win, we'll do the drawing right before 10 a.m. this morning. All right, let's go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver. And I'm trying to remember who said it in that movie, but very popular movie, absolutely. Thank you. I took a class once on film, and they showed Taxi Driver. That was one of the few films that they showed in that class. Taxi Driver, you talking to me? All right. So we've got "I love the smell of napalm in the morning," and we'll add another one. This quote, I'll tell you, take this quote to the bank. "Love means never having to say you're sorry." Now, is that really true? That's one of the greatest movie quotes of all time. Now, is that reality? "Love means never having to say you're sorry." Go ahead, caller.
"I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Is that Good Morning Vietnam?"
Not Good Morning Vietnam, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Not Good Morning Vietnam. "I love the smell of napalm in the morning." All righty, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I believe that was Love Story.
Love Story. Now, what was... It was Ryan O'Neal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was that about?
And, well, she was dying. She was ill.
Oh.
What was her name?
She didn't have top billing like Ryan O'Neal, I guess.
No, she did. The name, you know, I'm old. The name just escapes me. It'll come to me when I hang up. But
what?
Yeah, she was very ill. Cancer. I don't remember what she had, but.
Well, yeah. What does this quote mean? You know, this would be an interesting quote to have a discussion on one day, because I don't know if that's really true. Love means never
having... Yeah, because if you really, truly love someone and you've done something, I don't know.
See,
I never really thought of it like that.
Well, shouldn't you have to say you're sorry if you love them? Wouldn't you want to be sorry about it?
Maybe it's supposed to mean that you don't have to. They know you are. I don't know.
I think that because that's probably the most quoted line that came out of that movie, probably more famous than the movie at this point, but I don't know exactly. It's one of those lines that really, I'm not sure what it means, and I'm not sure if that's really true in today's society.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Good question. I don't know, and I still don't remember her name.
Well, her name...
It seems like it was three letters.
Boy, see, I don't even think I've ever seen Love Story. So a lady was dying, and Ryan O'Neal was in love with her at the end.
Something like that.
Well, it's interesting because I think Farrah Fawcett
had cancer and died, and Ryan O'Neal was with her. I don't think they were married.
That's a real story, though.
Yeah.
That was a real story, but this was very popular. Oh, my, it was very popular. When was that, back in the late
60s? 1970.
Okay.
1970. Okay. Very interesting. Well, we got you in.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love story. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Well, I'm sure you can ask husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends and whatever else people are all across this country, and they will tell you a different story about that. I think they want you to say you're sorry. Okay. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. We still don't have that one. That's still out there. Now, here's another one. The stuff that dreams are made of. Now, I bet that's going to be difficult, too. It's a quote that people know, but do they know the movie? That's an older movie. The stuff that dreams are made of. Does anybody know what movie that came from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, the two quotes right now are, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. What movie did that come from? And the other one is, the stuff that dreams are made of. 740-383-9944. Mary Bickley in four times this morning. Ashley in. Mary White. Charlene in three times. Pat Henry in twice. And Sharon in once. Who else is going to get in here? 31 minutes past the hour. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo or the Wilds are on the table here. Drawing to happen right before 10 o'clock. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp. Comes up this morning, 10:15 till 11 a.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. All right, the two quotes that are left, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. What movie is that? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. And then the other quote we just introduced, the stuff that dreams are made of. What movie did that come out of? The stuff that dreams are made of. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The stuff that dreams are made of. Or, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Does anybody know which movies those came from? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you what, since we're hung up on these two, I'm going to give you probably the easiest movie quote of all time here in a second. Well, maybe we'll get it here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. You have got it. And I think that was Martin Sheen. I don't know who else was in that movie. Good movie, though.
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall. Good movie. Gotcha. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, I love the smell of napalm in the morning was Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now was 1979. All right. The other one here, we've got The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of. Does anybody know what that is? The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of. What movie was that? Now, get to your phone right now, because this is going to be the easiest quote we're probably going to have on this list. Here we go. E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home. What movie did that come from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. E.T. Phone Home. Home. And then the other one, The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let me see. Was it E.T.?
Yeah, that's a real difficult one, isn't it?
You just handed that to me on a plate.
Well, I just thought, you know, this other one, nobody has any idea. So
well, the only thing I can think of is Adam's channeling me this morning with his cerebral brain, and he seems to think it's Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. That's what he's coming through.
Adam does like to tell us about his brain, doesn't he? He introduces it. It's all very good. You got it. E.T. Phone Home. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, E.T. Phone Home. Sharon gets in on that one. Okay. Well, here's another one that honestly is not very difficult at all. They call me Mr. Tibbs. That's a famous movie quote. They call me Mr. Tibbs. What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. The other movie quote, the stuff that dreams are made of. What movie is that? The stuff that dreams are made of. And then we've got, they call me Mr. Tibbs. Very good movie. All right, 740-383-9944. What movies are those from? List growing here this morning of people in the competition when we do the drawing here at around 10 o'clock for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo or the Wilds. We've got Sharon in twice, Pat Henry in three times, Charlene in three times, Mary Bickley in four times, Ashley in, Mary White in at this point. Let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
The Maltese Falcon.
The Maltese. You have got. Now, did you have to Google that one?
Yeah, I did. Well, I knew it was Humphrey Bogart, but I didn't remember the name of the movie.
Well, that's okay, because that's 1941, and I don't know how many people were, you know, even five years old.
I wasn't born then.
Yeah, that's...
I like Humphrey Bogart.
Well, you know, the Maltese Falcon, does it say what the movie was about? Have you ever seen the Maltese Falcon?
I probably did with my mom when I was very young, but I don't remember, because she was a movie fan, and that we had black and white TV and watched it a lot.
Yeah, it was another one of those movies, 1941, that I'm sure was very popular in its day, and that's why that quote holds up. But, you know, I don't see that one very often now.
No, we used to watch old movies. Well, I was born in 46, and it was we used to watch them together, and she'd tell me all about it, and World War II and what was going on, and she went to New York and worked in the factories, and it was just, it was interesting to listen to her. And, yeah.
Well, now, what kind of factories did she work in New York?
Well, it was the war factory. She said they'd bring the big boats up to the wharfs, and said my sister and I could not. They were from the country, so we couldn't do that. But they worked right in the wharf factories.
Isn't that
and
something?
Her sister, they had 15 children in the family, and the two went to New York to help in the war effort. And her sister was so frightened, she'd have to put a flag up wherever she was in the factory, and then my mom would go find her.
Isn't that amazing, all the work that women did during that time? And I don't think we really remember it the further we get away, because all the videos are of the men fighting.
Yeah, and then there was another lady in the war factory. Her husband had gone to war, and their song was, I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time. And when he got killed, and one day they played it, and she just totally broke up.
My.
Well, it was just a sad time. Yeah. It was just a sad time.
Now, in those days, didn't the people from the service used to come to the widow and our boyfriend or girlfriend, and they would tell them wherever they were?
Yeah.
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 It's
unbelievable. It was a terrible time. War is a terrible thing.
War certainly is not easy on anybody. Well, hey, thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mary White gets in again here. She got the Maltese Falcon. Is it Maltese Falcon or Maltese Falcon? Now, there's one for you. Yes, but the stuff that dreams are made of comes from the Maltese Falcon, whichever you say it, 1941. Now, the other one here I thought was a very easy quote. They call me Mr. Tibbs. They call me Mr. Tibbs. Does anybody know what movie that comes from? And here's another one. Again, very simple, doesn't have the movie title in the quote, but Rosebud. What movie does Rosebud come from? Go ahead, caller.
Is it The Heat of the Night?
In The Heat of the Night, one of Rod Steiger and Sidney Poitier's best performances.
Yeah, and then they changed over with Archie Bunker's group.
Yeah, Carol O'Connor and I think it was Howard Rollins was Mr. Tibbs.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Very good show. Very good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Right. All right. Well, we got Ralph in here now. They call me Mr. Tibbs. That was In the Heat of the Night, 1967. All right, Rosebud. What movie did Rosebud come from? Another very popular one. Go ahead, caller.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane. Now, I again, it's a movie I've never seen. What was Rosebud?
What?
I know. Would you believe that? Now, who... Citizen Kane was Orson Welles, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what was the... What was that?
What was Rosebud?
Yeah, what was... It? We really don't know, do we?
It was his sled.
Oh, it was his sled. Oh, now the whole movie's ruined.
Why are you...
Now what's the point of watching
what
the
I
thing?
Just...
Why watch the thing? We now know.
I'm going to quit. I'm never playing.
No, that's good. No, because I'm telling you, that is strange, because does that make any sense at all, that it was his sled?
Yes, if you watch the movie.
Oh, so there is a purpose. See, so,
I implore you to watch... You and Angie get together there. Watch a movie.
Watch Citizen Kane.
I can't believe you've never seen that.
No, I've never seen Citizen Kane, 1941. Now, isn't that interesting, though, that Citizen Kane came out in 41, and so did The Maltese Falcon. But people don't remember The Maltese Falcon.
Well, Citizen Kane was very big, and I don't know if it was still supposed to be the best movie ever made nowadays, but I don't know. I don't think it's ruined the movie either, because, I mean, you know, when you first start watching the movie, you're going to figure, well...
Well, you know, it's like, and I've always told people that, and I don't know if Citizen Kane is like this because I haven't seen that, but The Manchurian Candidate. Now, if you know the ending... Unless you just want to watch a good movie, it kind of spoils it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the big... And I don't even know how that movie was made, because if anybody would have come out and gave the ending, I think it would have deterred people from seeing the movie.
Well, probably so, but how many people tell other people about movies, you got to see that movie, and they give a clue to it. And the people still go to watch it, but yeah, that's true. But disregard what I just said. Pretend like you never hear it.
I never heard it, and some people might not have, but it was Citizen Kane. Now, where was the name Citizen Kane? Was that Orson Welles' character?
Yeah. Okay. Well, his name, yeah. And, I'm not going to say any more.
Not going to give any more away from that one.
No, I absolutely refuse.
We got it in there.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, Rosebud was Citizen Kane. So we've got Sharon in again here. Okay, well, now we've got them all. We got to introduce two new ones here. Now, this one, I don't know if we'll get this one. Made it, Ma... Top of the World. Now, this is a famous movie quote. Does anybody know what movie that came from? Made it, Ma. Top of the World. Here's another one. And I've got to clean this up a little bit. I'm mad as could be, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Now, it's not I'm mad as could be. It's a place going down. But that's the quote. I'm mad as could be, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Now, if that doesn't confuse you, nothing will. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, those are the two new quotes. Let's see if anybody gets them. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's from Network.
Network. Now, Network was 1976. Who was the star of Network?
I can see him, and I can't think of his name. And I'm in the truck, so I can't look it up.
Yeah, well, I have to say, because it seems to me, was that Michael Douglas?
He may have been it. I don't remember.
Yeah, Network was a good movie. What was that quote in regard to?
I can't remember that. I need to watch old movies again.
You're going to have to. Citizen Kane, Rosebud.
Yes, and he says it at the end. I could have got the Maltese Falcon one, too, but I couldn't get through. And Falcon or Falcon depends on what part of the country, I guess, you're from.
Now, what do we say here? Is it Falcon or Falcon here?
I always said Falcon, but...
It could have been Falcon.
Yes.
Okay.
Could have been a turkey.
It could have been a Maltese turkey. That wouldn't have worked as well.
No.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. Yes, it... I'm mad as you know what, and I'm not going to take it anymore. That was Network, 1976. Okay. Well, here's another one. Louie, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. What movie is that? Go ahead, caller.
White Heat with James Cagney.
White Heat, 1949 with James Cagney. Made it, Ma, top of the world. Now, I have to say, I don't know the movie, and honestly, I've never heard that quote before.
I think that they were poor. I think he got to be a gangster, but he made it, and I don't like it. Mom and I, again, we watched that years and years. She's gone now, and it was black and white. It was good.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're still playing them over there on, like, TCM or something.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, that's good. White Heat, we got you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
White Heat, that was the Ma... What is it here again? If you get the quote here in front of me. Ma, made it, Ma, top of the world. All right. Another one here. Go ahead, caller.
One with the friendship is from one of my all-time favorite movies, Casablanca.
Casablanca, 1942. Now, but they said that in the movie, right?
Yes.
They didn't say play it again, Sam, but they did say that.
No, they just said, Sam, play it, or just play it.
So where do you think that got all confused?
There was a movie later on that they used it in. And it just got picked up. It had something to do... I can't remember the whole story, so I won't speculate. It was never stated... Play It Again, Sam was never stated in the movie.
Huh.
The original movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, in the Maltese Falcon, they were much clearer.
Yes.
They were. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 1942 Casablanca, or Casablanca, depending on where you're from. Okay, we'll get two more in here. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Now, what movie was that from? Whew. All right, and the other new quote here, Bond, James Bond. Probably one of the most famous quotes of all time. What movie was that from? Bond, James Bond. All right, go ahead, caller.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. What a horrible movie that probably was.
I actually kind of liked it.
In 1991, that was recent times, and who was the female lead in that?
Jodie
Foster?
Foster.
Foster.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know the end of that movie, so I'll have to watch that too, but...
Oh, it's a good movie.
It's a good ending.
Yes.
Okay.
And the last two callers, that was my husband. Talking about Casablanca?
His favorite movie.
I told you that was his favorite movie.
Okay, now, do you like Casablanca, or have you had to suffer through this with him?
Well, it's okay, but It is his favorite movie.
Casablanca, 1942. Well, hey,
here you go.
Thank you for calling. Yes, Silence of the Lambs, 1991. So we got Mary Bickley in again here. What was our other? Bond, James Bond. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Bond, James Bond. 740-383-9944. And then here's another one. Just get to the phone. It's the easiest thing in the world. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. What movie is that from? All right, go ahead, caller.
Was it Goldfinger?
Not Goldfinger. Good guess, though.
All right.
Not Goldfinger on Bond, James Bond. Bond, James Bond. What movie was that from? And then there's no place like home. There's another softball. There's no place like home. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, 1939, even older than Casablanca.
Yep.
You got it. Thank you. Wizard of Oz, there is no place like home. All right. Well, we still got Bond, James Bond. What movie did that come from? Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead. Oop, we lost that one. Bond, James Bond. What movie did that come from? And let's add a new one here. I Am Big. It's the pictures that got small. What movie's that? I Am Big. It's the pictures that got small. Go ahead, caller.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or Royale, wherever they say it. No?
No. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Casino Royale. So the two quotes now, Bond, James Bond, what movie did that come from? And the other one, I Am Big, it's the pictures that got small. What movie is that? 740-383-9944. So we've got Bond, James Bond, and the other one, I Am Big, it's the pictures that got small. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour. Got quite a few entrants here this morning for our big drawing. We've got Mary Bickley and Pat Henry and Charlene and Sharon and Mary White and Ralph and Ashley and several duplicate entries here, but we've still got about 8 minutes left here. Does anybody know what movies these quotes came from? Bond, James Bond, probably one of the all-time famous quotes in a movie. What movie did that come from? What movie was that first said? Bond, James Bond, and the other quote, I Am Big, it's the pictures that got small. Go ahead, caller.
Bond, James Bond, there's no time to die.
Not No Time to Die.
Yep.
Good guess, though. Not No Time to Die. This famous quote, Bond, James Bond, what movie did that come from? And then we have I Am Big, it's the pictures that got small. What movie was that? I Am Big, it's the pictures that got small. 740-383-9944. So we've got Bond, James Bond, and I Am Big, it's the pictures that got small. What movies are those quotes from? Let's see here. Do we have another one we could throw in here? Well, here's one. Show me the money. Boy, oh boy. Did that ever become a big quote? Show me the money. What movie is that from? Show me the money. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour, three movie quotes floating around out there. Who's going to get them? 740-383-9944. We've got Bond, James Bond. Show me the money. Go ahead, caller.
Jerry Maguire.
Now, that's an even more recent movie, 1996, Jerry Maguire.
That was Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, and what was her name?
Renee Zellweger.
Now, whatever happened to her? Did she go on and do anything else?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
Didn't she marry Kenny Chesney, but then the marriage didn't last long.
Well, she must not
that's
have.
All I know.
She must not have said she was sorry.
That's right.
Because that's important. You never have to say you're sorry.
Well, yeah.
I guess.
You had me at hello.
You had me, and there's another from Jerry Maguire. Perfect. Thank you. All right. Well, we got Mary Bickley in again. Show Me the Money was Jerry Maguire, 1996. Okay. Well, we've still got Bond, James Bond. We've had a few guesses at that, but we don't have it yet. Bond, James Bond. And I am big. It's the pictures that got small. Go ahead, caller.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small. Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard again. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of big titles came out. A lot of big quotes. We got you. Thank you.
Yep,
Sunset Boulevard. I am big. It's the pictures that got small. That was Sunset Boulevard again. 1950. Okay, let's go with another quote here. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Now, that is a very famous movie quote. What movie did it come from, though? Now, here again, this is a case of a time when I think the movie quote has gotten more famous than the movie it was in. So, what movie did that come from? Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Does anybody know that? And then we've seemingly lost all guesses on Bond, James Bond. Again, probably one of the most famous movie quotes of all time, but we don't know what movie it came from. Bond, James Bond. 740-383-9944. I'm going to throw one more in today. We'll have three in the last 3 minutes here. I'm walking here. What movie did that come from? Those will be the final three. Go ahead, caller.
James Bond was Dr. No.
Dr. No. Now, did you Google that one?
Yes, there were so many Bond movies, I had no idea.
Now, was that the first Bond movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if
that
would...
might have been, and there was bunches of them. Oh.
1962, that one came out, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, it is. I'll have to look that up.
All right, thank you. Yes, Bond, James Bond, came from Dr. No, 1962. All right, we've got two left. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? And I'm walking here. Go ahead, caller.
She done him wrong.
She done him wrong. Now, how'd you know that?
Well, okay, so I knew it was Mae West, but I didn't know the movie, so I had to Google it.
Oh, you knew it was Mae West, though. There's a lot of credit, because I...
Oh, yeah, she was really popular.
I think that's our oldest movie today. That was made in 1933.
And according to Google, that's one of the most popularly misquoted quotes ever, because it was supposed to be, why don't you come up sometime and see me?
Well, that is the quote. But people say, why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Yeah, it's like you're saying the same thing. Why don't you come on up and see me sometime is what she says, but...
She says, why don't you come up sometime and see me?
I'd have to go back and look and Google and see what it said, but that's not what it was supposed to be originally.
Oh, she said it wrong.
It says, the line is a popular alteration of the invitation uttered by Mae West in the 1933 film, She Done Him Wrong. In the film, the actual words of Diamond Lil, played by Wes, are, "Why don't you come up sometime and see me?"
Yeah, that's the line. But the actual, what people say is, "Why don't you come up some? Why don't you come up and see me sometime?"
But yes, that's what it is.
But that's not
that's
the
confusing.
Line.
Now,
it very. But you're in today.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. All right, one quote left today. Is anybody going to get it? That puts Sarah in. "I'm walking here, I'm walking here." What movie was that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. "I'm walking here, I'm walking here." What movie was that from? So we've got Pat and Mary B and Mary W and Ashley and Charlene and Sharon and Ralph and Sarah. And who else is going to get in here with our final movie quote today? "I'm walking here, I'm walking here." What movie was that? All right, go ahead, caller.
My husband says Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy, 1969. That's exactly right. And
Dustin Hoffman said it, didn't he?
I believe he did. Now, yeah, now wasn't he in Taxi Driver 2? Or
Dustin
was that
Hoffman?
Al Pacino?
Taxi Driver. Was Dustin Hoffman in Taxi Driver? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we got Midnight Cowboy, though.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's do the drawing here. Okay. Now, the way the policy is now, you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope here to the radio station, 523 South Prospect Street, and we'll send your tickets to you. Or you can call ahead from 4 to 5 Monday through Wednesday. Monday through Wednesday, 4 to 5, call the station, and we'll set the tickets out on the porch before you come between 4 and 5. Okay, here we go. A pair of tickets to the Wilds. And our winner today, boy, let's shuffle these up. We've got a lot of repeat entries here. Let's see what we've got. Our winner today is Pat Henry. Pat, you've got a pair of tickets to the Wilds. You can get them today, tomorrow, or Wednesday between 4 and 5. Or send a self-addressed stamped envelope here to the station, 523 South Prospect Street, and we will send those tickets to you. All right, it was fun today. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Negative
thing. I would
things.
Love to see a woman yeah. as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but, you know, Great Britain's, they've had women as the
That's
leaders.
Right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842.